faithful. Yes. He's so true. Is thy salvation in any other, for there are none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Say, Elohim, if I have come, Shaula cometh to save the lost, and truly I am saving those that would turn to me with all their heart. I will save their soul. For I am thy Savior. She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God is so good.
Amen.
He's so faithful and true. Now, what we want to do tonight, last week we talked about, who did we talk about last week? Question. Who did we talk about last week? Don't let matter how it was now. Saul of Tarsus, amen. Hallelujah. That's what we talked about. So tonight, we're gonna talk about Saul some more. I was intended to go on and talk about Paul the Apostle, but I want to talk a little bit more about Saul of Tarsus. So look at Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. And saints, I'm going to ask you to be prayerful tonight. I really thank God for the message this morning. I wrote down a couple of things that the pastor Miller was saying. Let me just read this, a couple of things he said this morning. Hallelujah. Because God is calling his people to higher heights and deeper depth than him. See, he said, take up your cross and follow me instead of them. You follow Jesus instead of man, all right? He also said, the church needs to rise up and shine for Jesus in this dark world. And don't we need to do that? We need to stand up for Jesus because we're Christian. Hallelujah. And Christian means to be what? A follower of Christ, a learner of Christ, and a doer of Christ. Isn't that right? Do what he said. Hallelujah. So we're looking at Acts chapter 9, verses, 3 and 4, right? Yeah, 3 and 4. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Let's read that. So Brother Willie, you mind reading that for us, please?
And as he's a soldier, he came near to the map, and suddenly the shine around about him, the light from heaven, and he fell on the earth.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God. For thy word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Say ilokuda basanda rama anda. Lord, thy word, likiro bosulya rama anda, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord. So, Lord, help us tonight, Lord. Help us to seek your face diligently out of a pure heart. Let your divine will be done, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay, and hallelujah. Let me speak only truth, Lord God. Help us to obey your voice in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you know, we talked last week how Saul, he went to the high priest and got letters of authority to go to Damascus, and whoever he found calling on the name of Jesus or serving Jesus to bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And he was on his way to do that. But he got interrupted, didn't he? See? Hallelujah. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Amen? Now, why did Jesus say Saul, Saul, instead of saying Saul one time? Well, it said in the Hebrew, the repetition of one's name was used to draw the person's immediate attention. Jesus wanted to get his immediate attention because Saul was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. He was fighting against God's people, and when you fight against God's people, you're fighting against God. Is that right?
Amen.
Why are you persecuting me, Saul? Saul was persecuting God's people, the saints, wasn't it? But God is in his people. So when you, he that touched me toucheth the apple of my eye. God loves us with an everlasting love.
Amen.
And we need to be up and about our Father's business because we're living in the end. We're living in the last of the last days. And the Lord is coming after people that's ready to meet him. A people that's looking for him. Are you looking for the Lord? Are you ready to meet him? Hallelujah. We need to know this, don't we? We need to know that we are Christians. See, Satan will try his best to deceive you. And Satan will try to mess up every day for you. Y'all know that? He'll try to mess up every day. But he can't do it if we walk in the Spirit. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh, the lust is against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Isn't that right? We're in the world, but not of the world. Jesus said, hallelujah, ye are my disciples, if you do whatsoever I command you. We got to do, Jesus has given us some commands to do, to keep, and he wants us to do them. He wants us to do them tonight. Amen. So Saul, Jesus was getting this immediate attention. Saul, I want you to listen to me. And Saul was, when Saul heard the voice of the Lord, said, who art thou, Lord? The Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecuted. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. All right, now, but look at something else here. Jesus addressed Martha. When he addressed Martha, look at Luke chapter 10, verse 41 and 42. When he addressed Martha, look what he said to her. Luke 10, verse 41 and 42. Jesus said this to get her attention. He wanted her attention. Luke 10, verses 41 and 42. What did Jesus say? Martha, Martha. He called her twice, called her name two times. He wanted her immediate attention. He wanted her to listen to what he had to say. How many of you know Jesus got something to say?
Amen.
Isn't that right? And what he have to say, we need to listen to it. Not only listen to it, but take heed to what he say. Remember when they were at this wedding feast and they ran out of wine? And they wanted some wine. They needed wine because they were at this wedding. And Jesus' mother said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now, don't do more. Don't do less. But do whatever he saith unto you. Isn't that right? And there were, I think, about six, was it six water pots? Well, I think he said six water pots were sitting there. And do you know what Jesus said to them? Fill them with water. Fill the water pots with water. We're talking about a great God here. We're talking about one can turn water into wine. Isn't that right? But when Mary came to Jesus, you know what Jesus said to her first? Woman, what am I to do with you? Mine hour has not yet come. But he worked a miracle anyway, didn't he? He worked a miracle there. Gave him wine. And after he made the wine, what did he say? Bear out and take to the governor. What did he say of the feast? Read it, brother. What did he say? You got that scripture, right? Huh?
Six
water pots. Amen. And after he made the wine, he told him what? What did he say to him? You got it?
Draw out.
Pour some in something. In some containers. And take to the governor of the feast. And when he drank that wine, you know what he said? He was surprised, wasn't he? Said, normally, normally you drink the good wine first, isn't that right? And after you drink all the good stuff, then you bring on you bring all that stuff that don't taste so good, isn't that right? Say, but you say the best wine for last. Because Jesus know exactly what to He know the ingredients, doesn't he? He know the ingredients to make good wine. Hallelujah. We're talking about Jesus tonight, aren't we? And he's so faithful. He's true. And saints of God, let's stand firm on the word of God. Let's stand firm. As Pastor Benham was saying, God's going to add to the church. Here, isn't that right? He's going to add to the church. He's going to send in honest hearts. He's going to send in hungry hearts. That's what we want, don't we? We want honest hearts. We want hungry hearts. We want somebody that loves the Lord. The word of God said, "Hear, O Israel." Somebody came to Jesus and what is the first and great commandment? He said, "Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength." Isn't that right? But then he said, the second is like, namely, unto it. What? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Whew, that's going some, isn't it? I mean, only God can help us do that. Isn't that right? I mean, nobody here, at least I know I can't stick my chest out. So I can do no, I can't. My. Only God can help us love him, first of all. We love him because he first loved us. And he can help us to love our neighbors ourselves. But not only that, he can help us to love our enemy. I mean, it have to be godly love for you to love your neighbors yourself, and for you to love your enemies. Got to be godly love, that agape love. Hallelujah. And it's not the flesh. Jesus said it's the spirit that quickeneth. It's the spirit that give you life. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Isn't that right? The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. The word of God is quick, which means it's alive. The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. I mean, it gets right down there, doesn't it? It just gets right down there with it. Piercing even, hallelujah. What verse is that? Hebrews 4:12, is that what it is? Read that. Hebrews 4:12, what does it say? What does it say? Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So when Saul he ran into the Lord, amen. God stopped him dead still in his tracks. See, God's got our number. We can't get away from him. We might think we can't. What does it say? What does the scripture say?
The word of God.
The word of God is alive and it's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper. A two-edged sword is when you can cut both ways. Isn't that right? I mean, you can cut both ways when you got a good sharp two-edged sword. Piercing even to the divide. Read on. Read.
Piercing even to the divide
and sunder of soul and spirit. Divide the soul from the spirit and the joints and the marrow. Right. What? Read. It's a discerner of the thoughts.
And intents of the heart.
So it doesn't miss anything, does it? Does it miss anything?
Yeah.
It doesn't miss nothing, does it? Amen. Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And here Paul got converted, didn't he? Yeah. You know what Jesus said to Simon Peter? He said, Satan hath desired to have thee that it may sift thee like wheat, but I pray for you that your faith fail not when thou art converted. What? strengthen thy brother. Isn't that right? When you really get, Peter, when you really get saved, when you really turn to me with the Lord and get filled with the Holy Ghost, strengthen thy brethren. And he did, didn't he? Simon Peter was a lot of trial and error. And Simon Peter spoke a lot of time, maybe out of term, didn't he? I mean, what did he do? He spoke before he got, he didn't engage. You understand what I'm saying? Remember when Jesus took him up on the mountain, he was transfigurated before them. And he was talking with Moses and Elias, Moses and Elijah. And they were about half asleep, and Peter just sort of woke up and said, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us do what? Build three tabernacles. The one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. But he didn't know what he was saying. My. When they came out of that, they were so afraid. They were so afraid. Amen. But Peter became a true man of God. But here now, we be talking about Saul of Tarsus. Read that fourth verse again. In Acts. Go back to the fourth chapter. To the fourth verse of the ninth chapter of Acts. Yes, read it again. Why are you persecuting me, Saul? Why are you persecuting me? You persecuted me. When you come against my people, you're coming against me. It's what the Lord was letting him know here. Now, in Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42, Jesus also called Martha twice. He wanted her immediate attention. Martha, Martha, thou art troubled, and you're coming about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part which should not be taken away. What did Mary do? What was Mary doing? She was sitting at Jesus' feet and hearing his word. Is that right? She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And if we hear the word of God and do it, take heed to it, it'll do us good. And you know what? And when the word of God does us good, it can do somebody else good. Isn't that right? Because we're going to tell somebody else about the word, about Jesus, about the truth, about the love of God. My son, to the love of God. Thank God, that love, thank God, that reaches to the highest mountain. Isn't that right? And flows to the lowest valley. That love, thank God, that, how's it go? Give me strength from day to day. Is that what it says? And I never, what? Read, somebody's singing. Let's sing that a little bit. Come on. Who know it? Come on, somebody know that song. you know it? Do you know it, dinner? Sister Kim, you know that? Love of God? The love of God is greater for nobody know than tongue or pen. What was the other one I was saying? Well, come on. Yes. Thank you. Praise God. Flows to the valley. Oh, give me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. Amen. It will never lose its power. Isn't that right? Thank y'all for getting me straight, all right? You have to help me here. Praise God. Hallelujah. It'll never lose its power. Isn't that right? That blood of Jesus Christ, thank God. Jesus died on the cross. He died a death that no other man, he died that substitutionary death. He substituted. He went in our place, didn't he? He died in your place and in my place. Because if he hadn't died in our place, we'd have been lost eternally. But thank God.
Amen.
Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. And he was God with us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
She said, bring forth the Son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. And Jesus means Savior. Isn't that right? It means Savior. He's our Savior. He's our Lord. He's our Master. He's our King. And Jesus said, you call me Lord and Master, do not the things I say. If you call me Lord and Master, do what I told you to do. That's what he's saying. God wants us to be Christians. Hallelujah. And here's Saul. Hallelujah. Saul had ran in. He came into a dead end. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Why are you persecuting me, Saul? Hallelujah. And God did that to get his immediate attention. And also Martha. He did that to get Martha's immediate attention. And also, let's look at Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. Here's somebody else. Jesus called them twice to get their immediate attention. Take heed. Listen to what I've got to say. I've got something to tell you. Hallelujah. Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. What does it say? Hallelujah.
The Lord said, Simon, Simon.
Called Simon two times, didn't he? Yes. Simon, Simon, what?
Behold, Satan has desired to have you.
That he may. Yes.
But I have prayed with thee.
Mm-hmm.
That thou faith fail not. And when thou art converted,
strengthen thy brethren. Amen. And I can say Simon did. He did stand up and be a man. All right, here's something else. What Jesus. He repeated two times. Let's look at this one. Got another verse of scripture here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The same repetition from Matthew 23, verse 37. Listen to what Jesus said here. Matthew 23. Verse 37.
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Now Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He wept over that city because Jesus loved, he loved his people. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, what did it say?
Thou that killest the prophets.
Thou that killest the prophets, uh-huh. You kill the prophets and you stone the ones that have sent unto you. Read.
How often would I have gathered thy children together?
How often would I have gathered thy children together?
Even had the hen gathered her chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Under her wings, and you would not.
But you would not. You wouldn't take heed. You wouldn't obey. You was hard-headed. Hallelujah. And there's so many people today are hard-headed. Isn't that right? Saul of Tarsus heard the voice. He heard his name twice called. He heard the question, why are you persecuting me? Why are you persecuting me, Saul? What have I done to you if you persecuted me? In other words, for what purpose are you making this trip to Damascus? Why are you going to Damascus, Saul? He went to persecute God's people, didn't he? Hallelujah. You're in the wrong place. Are you doing the wrong thing? Is what Jesus was telling him. Why are you persecuting me? And Saul said, what would you have me to do? And what did the Lord say to him? Arise and go into the city. And God saved him, didn't he? God spoke to Ananias. We went over that last week. And Ananias said, in other words, Lord, are you sure about this? And the Lord said, go thy way, for he prayeth. He's praying now. And he saw in a vision. Amen. He saw in a vision. He's praying. Glory be to God. Now, after he got saved and full of the Holy Ghost. See, he didn't lose no time. How many of you know that? After he got saved, let's look at, praise God. He preached right away, started preaching Jesus right away. In Damascus. My. See, He started preaching Jesus right away in Damascus after God saved him. He preached. And the people said, what in the world is this? This man, didn't he come here to destroy this people? Now he's preaching Jesus. And he preached for a while. And they said, we're going to get rid of him. Amen. They got ready. They was trying to destroy Saul. Well, his name was changed to Paul. And the disciples had to let him over a wall, put him in a basket now, and let him over a wall. Isn't this something? They was hot and heavy after him. But hold that rope, John. Hold that rope. Don't let that basket fall. Isn't that right? Hold that rope, my God. And they let him over the wall, and he escaped. Let me tell you something. When you make up your mind to serve God, I'm talking about you pull out all stops. When you pull out all stops, and it's no, how does that song say? No turning back. How's that song go? I decided to follow Jesus. And no turning back, no turning back. When you make up your mind that you got your eyes on Jesus and you're going to follow him, you're not going to turn back. You got the devil on your trail. But he's a liar. Isn't that right? He's a liar. He bring opposition. But we have a strong God. A strong Savior. We have one that's faithful. We can depend upon him. Isn't that right? In the midnight hour, we can depend on him. Early in the morning, we can depend on him. Huh? We can, anytime, we can depend on the Lord. God will do what he said he'll do. Hallelujah. So therefore, we can stand on God's word. Hallelujah. Saul, Paul, he got saved. He began to preach right away. See, the devil will tell you, you're not ready. But if God say you are ready, you're ready. And God has the last word about everything, doesn't it? And some people say, well, you're not going to do anything else for God, but God had the last say. Isn't that right? God had the last word. It's what God said is what counts. Not what the devil say. Because the devil's a liar. He's the one that started the lying, didn't he? Hallelujah. Jesus was preaching to those unbelieving Jews. He said, you know what he said to them? You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye shall do. He was a liar from the beginning and a murderer. He abode not in the truth. Hallelujah. And he's still deceiving people. The Bible said, if thou believeth there is one God, thou doeth well. The devils also believe, and they're trembling about it. Isn't that right? The devil's trembling because they know there's one God. But you know what? They got many people believing there's two and three gods. Isn't that right? See, because the devil is a deceiver. The devil can't tell the truth. Hallelujah. If he wanted to, he couldn't. Remember when he tempted Jesus? The devil tempted Jesus? Huh? Yeah, he tempted Jesus. But now Jesus gave him the word, didn't he? Say, if thou be the Son of God. You going around talking about you're the Son of God. In other words, if you be the Son of God, command these stones. See, Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And he was hungry. And Satan came to him. So if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread. What did Jesus say? Amen. It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. And when he said that, the devil just went back. That's pierced him with that truth. Truth. Thank God. Amen. He pierced him with that truth, and the devil just went backward. Went back. Way back. Hallelujah. But that sapsucker came back again. Amen? Amen. He came back again. Glory be to God. Took him up on a high pinnacle and said, cast yourself down. Didn't he? Cast yourself down. And I'm quoting scripture. Said it's, he should give his angels charge concerning that he keeps you, that lets you dash your foot against the stone. Hallelujah. It's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Don't tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Jesus gave him the word and he went backward. Backward. Thank God. The word of God pierced that devil. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God pierced him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we'll just let God use us. God want to use us. Doesn't he want to use us? God want to use us. God want us to be faithful to him and true to him. And you know, this church, hallelujah, God's going to bring in honest hearts, hungry hearts. Isn't he going to do it? Better believe he's going to do it. So let's keep praying to that effect, and let's keep witnessing. Isn't that right? Keep witnessing. And God's going to bring our love, going to save our loved ones. As long as they go to a good Holy Ghost filled church, that's all right, isn't it? But God's going to bring some in here too. We believe in God that this place is going to be overflowing with sincere, honest hearted people. People that love God and have a desire to do God's will. Hallelujah. Part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm part of the family of God.
Amen.
Amen. Some of y'all might not like that song. I mean, because what is it? Country or what? What is it, brother? It's not. What is it? There you go. It's really old. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Give the Lord a hand. Come on. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's holy. He's holy. He's pure. He's just. He's righteous. Thank God. Glory be to God. And I feel, thank God, like running through a troop and leaping over the wall for Jesus. Glory be to God. 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 Lord, stir us up. Lord, fire us up. Lord, fill us up, Lord God, with your anointing, with your power, with the Holy Ghost and fire, Lord God. Get it with it. We'll please you, Lord. Hallelujah. I break my heart. Break my spirit, Lord. Oh, Lord, my son, Rabahaya. I ask God to break my heart, break my spirit afresh and anew. I really want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. Hallelujah. I want to be a Christian. A real Christian. I really do. I know you all do too. Hallelujah. Because we know the Lord is depending on us. Amen. To lift his name. Don't let his name go down. Do all you can. You can't do no more. Don't let his name go down.
Amen.
I mean to talk about him. First, live holy. Live pure. And talk about the Lord. Lift him up. How's that song going? Lift him up. Lift him up. Boy, I tell you, them songs coming to me tonight. Lift the name of Jesus higher. Lift him up. Lift his banner to the sky. Sing it. Sing it. Come on. Be lifted. Hallelujah. I will draw men unto me. Lift him up. Ye people, lift him up. Amen. Did you come to lift him up tonight?
Amen.
Amen. That's what we came here for, didn't we? We came to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How's it go? Show his fame, spread his name, and show his fame. Thank God, because he's good. May God bless you tonight. May God bless you tonight. May God smile upon you. Hallelujah. Have you got that song, brother? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray for my wife, my sweetheart, and I. Pray for us that we will really follow the Lord. We'll please him. Really pray for Pastor Venom and Sister Venom. They are such true witnesses for God, saints of God. And let's work with Pastor Benham and sister. Let's work with them with all that's in us, giving all we can and praying for them and being a blessing to them. Being a blessing to them. Well, they've been faithful to the Lord, and they still are. Yes, sir. Go ahead.